Congressman Bill Heisinger, the second-term Republican from Zeeland, who joins us every Thursday morning. Good morning, Bill.
Hey, good morning, Gary.
You are live on 1450 WHTC, as is the case for the next couple of weeks in terms of every alternating week. So we'll chat as of 6:17 on a Thursday morning. And day three of the government shutdown is pretty much ahead of us, I'm afraid.
Yeah, I'm afraid so. And we're trying. We're trying here in the House, at least. We've been passing total CRs, continuing resolutions, which are just these massive spending bills, these big budget bills that would fund the entire government. That's been rejected by the Senate, and now we're going back. And in a strange way, Gary, we're kind of back to where we had started. We had tried to pass individual spending bills previously, and we, in fact, passed four of them in the House. The Senate had decided that that was not what they were going to do. And so that effort was abandoned, and we tried doing the whole big chunk all at one time, and that wasn't working. So now we're back to trying to take this piece by piece. And so far they're saying they're going to reject that as well, but at some point or another, they're going to have to explain that to the American people, why that's acceptable, because it certainly isn't acceptable to me, and it shouldn't be to the American people as well.
All right. How do you make, or what's your take on this statement from White House spokesman Jay Carney? Says the president will be stopping at a construction company in Maryland today to call attention to the shutdown's impact on businesses, and that Mr. Obama is seeking nothing in return for lawmakers ending the shutdown by passing a clean funding extension.
Well, the clean funding extension is at a higher spending level than what we're currently at. What it would say is that we just want to fund the government without any kind of reforms and without any kind of changes to how we are doing it. There's a number of us that, including some Democrats, that believe that there should be some tweaks as to how we're spending this. And as it looks, certainly on Obamacare, there's some things that need to be reformed. And here's the thing: the administration admits it, and the Senate admits it. Maybe not by their words, but by their actions they do, because President Obama has already changed 17 different times. He has signed bills that change the Obamacare program. And we know that he's suspended the employer mandate portion of the requirements in Obamacare, but left the individual mandates. That means individuals have to go and get insurance, but the bigger companies do not have to supply that for their employees. That isn't fair. And we also know that there was this ruling by the Office of Personnel Management that contrary to what the law says, there's going to be the federal subsidy is going to be paid for our health care for members like myself and our staff and others, including the administration staff. And frankly, that is that's a separate ruling outside of what the law says, and it's a problem because we're setting up a two-tier legal system here. We're setting up a system that says the rules apply to all of you, but we've decided that this part of the law doesn't apply to us. And frankly, that's what our founding fathers fought against. All right, that was what happens when you've got an aristocratic form of government with a king and all these others, where they can say, well, you know, here's the law for everybody else, but here's the law for the ruling class. And I'm not trying to make this too dramatic, but this is so problematic for us, because that's the foundation of what this country is about: equal application of the law. And we're not having it here, and yet they don't even want to face that.
We're talking with Zeeland Congressman Bill Heisinger on 1450 WHTC, a story that you're in the middle of. is veterans being denied visits to American monuments honoring their service due to the shutdown of the federal government. Florida Representative John Mica is calling for the sacking of National Park Service officials who blocked the World War II Memorial on the Mall in Washington on Tuesday. And yesterday, Republican National Committee Chairman Rance Priebus paid a visit to the memorial on behalf of the RNC to make an offer to pay for security at the monument to keep it open to all visitors during the shutdown. And again, you were in the middle of this earlier this week.
Yeah, I was. Yesterday, in fact, yesterday we had two gentlemen from Holland, Ken Beelen and Tony Bauman were both there, and another lady, Blanche Mason. Blanche joined the Coast Guard in 1943, and she lives in Whitehall now, and that's where she's from, up in that area. And here you have to set the scene. The World War II Memorial is an open-air memorial that has multiple entrances to it. It's literally on the front side. It's an open sidewalk that goes down into the memorial. And I had a chance to visit it a number of years ago with my dad, Gerald, and his bomb group from World War II. And I can tell you, personally, how important it was to him and how emotional it was to him and to me as a family member being there. And for the National Park Service, who has never shut down any of these open-air memorials before, and any of the other 17 shutdowns that have happened over the years since President Ford, they decided to take rented barricades and block this off at the sidewalk. And literally, it was these rented barricades that kept these men from rolling their wheelchairs down into this memorial that they earned through their blood and their buddy's blood. And it was just unconscionable to me, because this is, you know, as I told some of the other media outlets, we finally found something more petty than shutting down the White House from school tours at spring break, and that is keeping World War II and Korean and Vietnam vets away from these memorials that literally just are open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week normally. But this is all about trying to increase the pain factor for the American people so that they will start squawking about their government being shut down. And it's shameful. You know, Director Jarvis, the head of the National Park Service, I wrote him a letter. Have not yet to hear back from him, of course, asking for an explanation, asking for them to change this policy. And cooler heads finally prevailed yesterday after you had a whole group of congressmen and senators, bipartisan, that showed up and said, you know what, over our dead bodies, are we going to keep these men out of their memorial that they earned? And what we did is we just moved the barricades and said we dared them. And we weren't sure. There was all kinds of threats about, you know, that they were going to be arresting people and that they were had mounted police and all this other stuff. And a couple of these guys said, hey, you know what, Japanese didn't deter us. The Germans didn't deter us. A couple of barricades and a Park Service ranger isn't going to deter us either from our goal. So it was good for them.
One final thing, Bill Huizenga, and we'll wrap it up with just one simple question. What will it take to get this shutdown finished?
Cooperation. We need some cooperation, and we need some negotiation. And unfortunately, we're not getting either one out of the Senate or the White House. And this meeting that happened with the four leaders and the president yesterday, the president reiterated that he's not going to negotiate. And that's a huge problem.
Bill Huizenga, the second-term Republican congressman from Zeeland, we appreciate you joining us live on 1450 WHTC and chatting about the situation in Washington. When you and I chat next week in our recorded interview, hopefully it'll have been resolved, and we can talk about some other issues that are as important or even more important to the American people today. But right now, the government is on a shutdown, and there's a lot of people worried about that. Bill, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, Gary, and I hope so, too. That's my goal, is to make sure that we don't have this government shutdown and that it's working for the people.